Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below. Because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
I'm so fucking tired of this shit. Fuck this shit. Do me motherfucker.
Sometimes I get comments from people and they're like, oh my gosh, like I want to be you, I want to look like you, I want this. And I've said it once and I've said it before, but I am an IBS girl. I'm a shardy girl through and through.
Women who tend to be nasty.
And today I did shit my pants.
Nasty bitch.
Okay, so it did happen. Unfortunately, I was also in the Chick-fil-A drive-thru.
I don't even know what to say. I'm disgusted. I'm mad that I even had to hear that. But I mean, yeah. The point of this video is don't get caught up in looks. Because these women are absolutely disgusting in real life. They're complete train wrecks. So yeah, be careful who you're lusting after on Instagram. You wouldn't lust after if you got to know her in real life.
Oh, there is not a chance. I would bet every last dime of the Powerball.
How clueless do you have to be to not realize how much of a bad idea it is to come on the internet with this? They willingly ruin their reputation for life. Every day with every stupid TikTok.
Taking my son to get some food before I took him to school. And I was at the Lord's restaurant. However, I did not receive any blessings today. My son, however, did because I was already running late to take him to school because I'm that kind of mom. And because I unfortunately shit my pants, I was unable to take him to school because I wasn't going to be walking into that office with a poop stain on my leggings on the Lulu. So that did work out in his favor.
I mean, this is probably all a lie. You know, they'll just say anything on the internet to get attention. You know what I mean? They'll even embarrass their son for life just to get temporary attention and likes on TikTok. Just think about that. Run that through your skull a few times, back and forth. And let me know in the comment section what conclusion you've come to based on your careful contemplation.
You don't really want to know.
What is this?
I just thought at least one time I should pay.
Don't embarrass me, please.
She says, asking my man, can I pay? Like, he really looks pissed off. Like, look, dudes like this take themselves way too serious, and too much of their manhood is dependent on paying for things. You know what I mean? It's not that fucking serious. Who I am as a man is not correlated at all with my ability to pay for crap. I'll just say that right now. And fellas, I don't think your manhood should be based on that either. Or even a big part of it. But some men, they just always gotta feel like the big dog in a room. Never have a stick up your butt like this, fellas. The less things you have a stick up your butt like this about, the better you are as a man.
You're goddamn right.
Just let a medium ugly man make me sit here all day wondering if he's gonna text me. What's wrong with me?
It must have been something cool about him. Everything isn't about looks. They expose themselves for being shallow, superficial, terrible people. Medium ugly. Women shouldn't be allowed to call any man ugly. They walk outside with a fake face every day. Think about that. You don't even have the courage to go outside looking what you really look like. You're not in a position to diss anybody on their looks. I'll just say that.
No! Say again!
And yeah, what does that say about you, you know, if a medium ugly man is ghosting you? You're not that fucking great. And also, you're not that smart to not expose yourself for not being that fucking great on the internet.
Oh, so you gonna sit up here in front like you doing me a favor, right? Since I put you on camera, you ain't got nothing to say, huh? So, really? Oh, you gonna act like you just moving my stuff and you just looking out for your mama, but in actuality, My own son kicking me the fuck out his damn house.
As he should. I'm sure you ruined his life. I mean, the fact that you're even recording him, putting all this business on the internet, I can tell you're a terrible mom, and you always have been a terrible mom. And his life is going to be 10,000 times better if he just stay away from you completely. These are the type of moms you should just, you know, kick out of your life and stay away from them. Oh my God, can't believe my own son put me out his house to make room for his new family. Yeah, that's what a son is supposed to do. Grow up and have his own family and take care of his own family.
Duh! Once it hits you, you just can't unsee it. The things you learn when you watch a moron.
How many opportunities did you have to make a family work? But you wanted to run the streets probably and be a thot. And you threw away plenty of good men. What happened with his father? You're a loser, ma'am. And you shouldn't want to pull your son down to your pathetic level.
That shit is wrong!
Do you want access to 2 to 3 exclusive live streams that won't be available to my basic subscribers?
Not really, no.
Are you tired of listening to these stupid ads?
Yes.
Do you want access to over 70 exclusive unseen episodes?
No. No need.
Do you want to see my videos at least one day early and be a complete alpha Chad or a G'd up Tyrone?
What kind of shit is that?
Then I got news for you, champ. For $5 a month via Subscribestar or Patreon, you can get all that. And if you want the convenience of staying on YouTube, you can join the YouTube membership for $10 a month.
Man, get the fuck out of here, nigga!
This says when you realize your date is annoyed with you because you're having too much fun without him. Well, why wouldn't he be annoyed with that? Like, are you serious?
Yep. Are you good?
Oh my gosh, are you good? I'm just dancing for my TikTok. I mean, are you good? I mean, yeah, just leave, bro. There's no reason to endure this. You already know what she is. She's a waste of time. Go holler at one of the other chicks in there. Just walk away. Let her shoot her TikToks by herself. And this is what's going to keep her single for the rest of her life. There's so many women these days that just be doing way too much. Way too much. And instead of being a human being, a decent human being, she thought, this is a great opportunity for me to get some more clicks. What a piece of shit.
This video is a perfect example of a hill that I will always die on. And that is that as women, our biggest haters are not other women.
Let them genuinely talk. You'll see real fast, like, oh my God, this bitch is dumb as hell.
That's a damn line, you know it. I mean, it's not about hating. Why would you come on a date and just do your own thing and not pay attention to your date? How's that not rude? Some things are worth hating on. This, for example. Women want to be able to do any despicable thing and nobody say anything about it. If anything, this video is a testament that most women are slow. It's not a testament that, you know, men are women's biggest haters.
They will always try to humble us. They will be annoyed by us having a good time, enjoying ourselves, looking good while doing it. And there's just something about that that...
It's more to life than looking good for TikTok, looking good for a bunch of strangers instead of trying to make a connection with a real person who took time out of their life to get dressed, drive there, all that. Y'all need to grow the fuck up. This whole thing is super cringe. Well, look, dance the night away, and you can dance by yourself in clubs until they won't let you in anymore because you're too old and ugly. Do that.
So it flips with women. Instead of creating things that take a long time, women value what takes them longer to destroy.
Makes them want to humble us and be annoyed with us or tell us that we're too much. And
you are.
I think it's just important to remember, as a woman, your biggest haters are not other women. It is the men.
Cool, well, go les. Stop dating men. Date women. Since y'all love each other so much, get in a relationship with each other.
This whole threat of women, oh, you're gonna grow old and die alone.
No, we're not. That's not a threat. We have our friends. We have our sisters with us. Did you ever see The Golden Girls, my dude?
Oh, my God.
That's not a cautionary tale. It's a goddamn victory lap.
And y'all can, you know, shoot baskets for who's going to be the protector and provider. Or y'all could do rock, paper, scissors on who's going to be the protector and provider. Me warming up after being single for 4 years and realizing that 43 is not too late to find my man. Anyone open to dating? No, that was a false realization. 43 is too late to find a man.
You don't know that.
You know what I mean? To find a man that you're going to want. If the men from 18 to 43 weren't good enough, yeah. The men who come around when you're 43 damn sure ain't going to be good enough. I don't know why they think as their worth declines, their options increase. Like the quality of their options increase as they get older and more bitter and more just cringe.
Where has common sense gone, guys? Where has self-respect gone?
He doesn't have enough money to pay for hundreds of thousands of dollars of a wedding that I want, but he will soon.
Why would you want to do that to your man?
What do you mean, why would I want to do that to my man? That's for me. It's a celebration for me.
You think he wants to spend that?
I have my own money, too.
Yeah, but do you think he wants to spend that on the wedding?
No, he doesn't.
It doesn't matter.
You sure about...
Well, yeah. It's all about her. Hey, I don't feel sorry for bro. If he's willing to be in a relationship with a woman like this, a woman who talk about their wedding day as her day and it's all about what I want and forget the man, yeah, he'll be divorced within 5 years. No question. So that's hundreds of thousands of dollars gone to waste. Some men need to learn lessons like that, though. You know, it only took me a couple of thousand to realize that women wasn't shit. That's all the lesson it took for me. But for some men, it takes hundreds of thousands and millions. I got off lucky.
Thank you, Jesus!
You shouldn't say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.